MSU's new housing will be nice. That's clear on first sight of the building, which already towers 5 stories high and sprawls across what used to be a roughly 400-space parking lot. The building is scheduled for move-in at the end of August, and full disclosure, I'm one of the students who will be living there. I spoke to Rick Linio, the Assistant Vice President of Facilities Management. He says the hall was designed based on input from students.
They wanted to have, you know, suite-style type rooms, which we were able to accommodate both the two-bedroom suites and in the four-bedroom suites, and then also the ability to collaborate, a lot of collaboration spaces. Another thing, too, is from a security perspective. We're trying to get away from keys, so we're going with all card access. So your Eagle card will be able to get you into the room, get you into the building. So there's some of those features that they were looking for that we're able to add into the design.
Linio is careful to point out that the new building will not be a dorm, but a residential housing facility. He says the standard of living should be high, with carpeted floors, full-sized beds, insulated walls, and even a kitchenette for suite-style rooms. He adds the building's materials, such as concrete, come from regional sources. He says a building project of this size can't help but boost the local economy.
All the brick that you see there is from regional firm. It's working and living in Moorhead, we try to help out the regional economy as best we can. What's interesting, though, is the number of workers. I think she mentioned over 100-plus workers a day. Well, they're not eating at the job site. They're going to Dairy Queen. They're going to Pasquale's. They're going to other places. So we're trying to, as these influx of new folks, plus some are living here on a temporary basis, they're staying in the hotel rooms. The superintendent actually is renting a house here. So you have those residual effects from a project such as this.
Linio says the new building will give the university some slack to work on other facilities that need attention.
The plan's always been, once the new one's built, we would take the Cartmel down and renovate that. Once that building opens back up, and depending upon what's going to look like, we may reduce the density in there, number of beds. So we don't know really what we're going to do in there yet. Once that comes back online, then we evaluate, all right, do we take Butler offline and remove that? Do we take Cooper offline and remove that? Do we take Normal Hall offline and remove that as far as demo? So those things are still haven't been decided yet, but these are just some of the things that we talked about as part of the master plan process that we went through a couple years ago.
Linio also says the building will partially surround a large courtyard of green space for student use with amphitheater-like seating around it.
Part of the master plan is to push parking to the perimeter, which this will still be parking over there, and then you got the big other lots there. But eventually that's what we're trying to do, is create more green space on campus so it gets away from all the asphalt and things that we have now.
MSU is also juggling some other construction projects on campus. A new parking garage will be ready for use by August, and a temporary dining facility will be in use this summer, while renovations are made to roughly double the size of the Adrian Doran University Center. Work on that project begins after students leave for summer. Meanwhile, Linio assures me that the new residence hall will be well worth the short wait. I'm Arlo Barnett from Moorhead State Public Radio.